This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Monday, April 6th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Beginning farmers on the Central Coast will soon have access to expanded training programs.
As farmers retire out, it's important that the new generation is supported in an equitable way.
Josefina Lara Chavez runs the Regeneration Latina Alliance in Agroecology and the Food System. Her organization got a federal grant to provide technical assistance and workshops.
We will have practitioners come in, soil scientists, business planning professionals, folks that work in policy and can explain and break down what the ag world looks like.
Chavez knows federal money for small Latina-run farms is exceptional these days.
Latinos are the largest minority group of farmers in the United States, and particularly in California, but we're largely underserved.
The workshops will be offered in English, Spanish, and indigenous languages. Chavez expects 40 to 60 farmers at each one. A bill making its way through the state Senate aims to reduce wildlife collisions on California roads by changing transportation planning. Studies show California drivers hit tens of thousands of animals every year, causing injuries and costing the state hundreds of millions of dollars. Cara Lacey with the Nature Conservancy told CAP Radio there's already a proven solution.
When wildlife crossings are paired with fencing, they can reduce those collisions and reduce those numbers and save the state money.
The bill would require Caltrans to plan for wildlife crossings, with the goal of making highways safer for both drivers and animals. It's set for a committee hearing tomorrow. That's it from Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.